92.7 Mix FM News with Traffic First.
All new vehicles at Pacific Ford now eligible for the $150,000 instant tax write-off.
Well, no crashes or breakdowns around at the moment. The Bruce Highway travelling well through Palmview and through Tanawa. Cloud Road at speed through Meriden Plains and through Little Mountain. Not too bad for your run through Nicklin Way. Sunshine Motorway doing okay through Mountain Creek and through Sippy Downs. Little patchy for Bridgetal Road around Pike Street through Kunda Park. Steve Irwin Way slows up a little around Roy's Road through Biwa. And Kilcoy Biwa Road still seeing a bit of a build in both directions through Stanmore. 7-Eleven is open 24-7, making it easier to grab a fresh-to-the-ground coffee, delicious hot pastry, a take-home meal, or everyday top-ups like bread, milk and more at your local 7-Eleven. It's Chris for the latest traffic on 92.7 Mix FM.
Hi, David Dolan here. All eyes on the PM this afternoon as he reveals our path to freedom from lockdown restrictions. Scott Morrison will announce national guidelines, which the states and territories will then decide when to introduce. It'll be a three-stage plan with a new focus every 4 weeks, likely to start off with community sport and social gatherings. As for the latest numbers, Victoria's recorded another 13 coronavirus cases, 8 of them linked to that Melbourne Meatworks, while from the 4 new cases in New South Wales, 1 is a staff member from the Newmarch House nursing home. Another sign of the pandemic's impact on our hip pockets, with a further 100,000 loans deferred by banks in the last week, more than half of those mortgages. Australian Banking Association CEO Anna Bligh expects Aussies to be able to start making those payments again in September.
The total now is 643,000 Australians have had their loan repayments deferred on either their mortgage or their businesses. We're now up to almost 400,000 mortgage deferrals.
On the ABC there, Woolworths is joining Coles in returning to normal trading hours. From Monday, Woolies will phase out community hour, replacing it with a permanent 10% discount on home deliveries for those over 60. And Duchess Kate has given a rare interview on life at home in lockdown, telling British Morning TV she too is dealing with the challenges of keeping kids focused while homeschooling.
George gets very upset because he just wants to do all of Charlotte's projects, like making sort of spider sandwiches as far cooler than doing literacy work. Yes.
There are reports Titans back rower Bryce Cartwright will be stood down by the NRL for not signing a waiver acknowledging the health risks of not having a flu shot. He's one of up to 20 players who refused to be vaccinated. Meantime, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has weighed in, saying the NRL can't change its biosecurity measures.
Whatever the health experts have said is the tick-off for any organisation. Well, of course, those organisations have to comply. No individual, no organisation is above the health advice.